Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, good day and welcome to the Tuesday episode of Believers on Board. God's word to us today comes from Proverbs chapter 18, 19 to 21. Help your relatives, and they will protect you like a strong city wall. But if you quarrel with them, they will close their doors to you. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 19. Re-examine the way you relate with your family. Re-examine the way you relate with your family. Everyone comes from a family. Some families are together. Others are scattered in different places within and without the country. In broken families, wife and husband are not together, and the children may even be in the streets. Some families are just managing to stay together. There is wife or an husband abuse. Infidelity may be the cup of tea of one of the spouses. Quarrels about money may be punching family unity. Jealousy and envy could be the viruses. So is misunderstanding and all kinds of complexes. Some individuals have lost all members of their families, and those who fill in the vacuum are just good friends, colleagues at work, and members of the church. If by God's grace you still have your family intact, the book of Proverbs advises that you love and help your relatives. Because if you quarrel with them, they will close their doors to you. If the family rejects you because of your faults, no other unit of society can fit into that shoe. Question: how do you help your relatives? In tons and tons of ways. No one can enumerate all of them. First, love them. And I'm not talking about superficial and cosmetic love, but genuine love right from the heart. With that as the basis, you can run errands, provide meals, spend quality time with your family, do various chores around the house, call those who are in distant places, teach certain skills to children and siblings who are living with you. If by God's grace your parents are still alive, care for them as best as you can in various ways. For example, ensure that they eat well and take their medications regularly. Good care of your family also calls for emotional support. Listen to them. Be careful with the language you use when communicating with members of your family. Your supportive presence is very, very important. In other words, don't only call. Once in a while, your physical presence is necessary and needed. Of course, financial assistance is very, very important. As you already know, You may even do all the good things to your family. But if money is not coming, some will not regard any other form of care that you give them as anything. But that ought not to be so. Money is not all that matters. The way you care and relate with your family is not limited to physical and psychological things. Also ensure that the spiritual is not neglected. Many families are in shambles today because of the craving and fighting for material possessions, money being at the top of them all. That calls for rearrangement of priorities. The Bible provides guidance on how you can care for your family. And if you place the spiritual above the material, all other things will fall in place accordingly. I already mentioned love, that you should love everyone, every member of your family. That should go with respect of parents and children, as well as brothers and sisters. Remember, Proverbs 22 verse 6 calls for discipline and development of good character. The spirit of forgiveness is paramount in the family because we are all subject to errors. If you want respect and honor in your family, if you want unity and love, be the first person to show them. Psalm 33 verse 1 says, "How wonderful and pleasant it is when brothers live together in harmony." And 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 8 warns us that those who won't care for their relatives, especially those in their own household, have denied the true faith. Such people are worse than unbelievers. So, never call yourself a Christian if you are a virus in your family. As you listen to me, re-examine the way you relate with members of your family. Don't start quarrels. Don't insult and disrespect anyone. Your family is your identity and foundation, the strong wall that protects you. If the world rejects you, your family will never reject you. But if you fail your relatives through your poor behavior and character, they can close their doors to you and you may never come in. That will keep you very miserable throughout the rest of your life. May God help us to be the glue of our various families. Amen. What is an ideal family? It's not the family where husband and wife don't quarrel. Not that where parents and children don't have misunderstanding. The best family is not even the one where the siblings are so united that they don't exchange harsh words. The best of the best families is where all this happens, but is quickly overcome by love, respect, regular communication, and the spirit of unity. So for today, pray that your family and others be cemented by love and mutual respect. I am Achoa Umeni. Thanks for listening, and may the Lord bless and keep your family united. Good day.